Meiha Randall oli 54-vuotias kotirouva, kun hän päätti liittyä kuoroon. Hän ei etukäteen ymmärtänyt, kuinka paljon hänen elämänsä tulisi muuttumaan.
I was very shy. I didn't want to go anywhere. So from choir, I've done recording. I've sang in front of big crowds. I've sang in front of thousands of people. So I wasn't scared.
Kuoroon liittymisestä on 7 vuotta. Ja Meihar sanoo, että hän on nauttinut joka hetkestä.
Because we tend to, you know, keep us everything inside, and when we sing, we're more happy, and we, you know, we really let our voice heard, and singing really relaxes us, and it really connects us with everybody.
Meihar kuuluu Mixed Beans Multicultural Choiriin, jonka kotipaikka on Australian etnisesti monipuolisin Loganin kaupunki Queenslandissa. Kuoroa johtaa paikallinen laulaja Kath Mundy, ja kuoro harjoittelee joka tiistai-iltapäivä Burnleyn kirjastossa.
Because a lot of people, when they first come to live in Australia, come into Logan and they come into the library, they're looking for some assistance, they're looking for connections, they want to learn English, they want some help with getting to know people and what's available in their communities.
Aloite kuoron perustamiseen tuli kirjastolta.
To encourage people who do come from non-English speaking backgrounds and different cultural backgrounds to come together and connect with others. Really a good opportunity for people who are already here, the locals, to get to know the new locals, the new people who are moving in.
Kuoron jäsenet ovat kotoisin joka puolelta maailmaa.
I'm originally from Fiji, and I joined the choir because I need to belong to the community and to network.
Tämä on 58-vuotiaan Kenneth Zinkin 5. vuosi Australiassa. Saatuaan sydänkohtauksen viime vuonna, hän päätti liittyä kuoroon osana kuntoutussuunnitelmaa.
Joining this choir, I meet so many friends and knowing Australians and knowing all sorts of races, which is great to meet in a social atmosphere like this choir that we have.
Tohtori Jane Southcott on Monashin yliopiston kasvatustieteellisen tiedekunnan apulaisprofessori. Hän on tutkinut musiikin yhteisöllisyyttä, positiivista vanhenemista ja monikulttuurisuutta. Tohtori Southcott on huomannut, että kuoroon kuuluminen voi lisätä vanhempien maahanmuuttajien kuulumista asuinyhteisöönsä ja estää erakoitumista. Hän viittaa vanhempien kiinalaisten naisten kuoroon Victoriassa.
For example, parents joining their children who have busy working lives in Australia and they have grandchildren here who go to school. Their first language is not necessarily always spoken in the home. And so often these women come here to be with their family, but their family is very busy. And so to find a group of people that they can spend time with who speak the same language, have shared common experiences, is a liberating and enlivening activity because otherwise they're just sitting at home by themselves waiting for people to come home.
Tohtori Jane Southcott on myös kuorolainen ja ymmärtää hyvin kuorossa laulamisen positiiviset vaikutukset ikääntymiseen.
There's quite a lot of interesting research that proves that singing with a group of people just actually makes you feel happier. And it offers them a sense of still feeling useful.
Mixed Beans -kuorossa Kath Mundy opettaa kuorolaisille uutta espanjalaista laulua.
Two words. So it goes, that's some caballos. Galopando, caballos, galopando, caballos.
A person would come along to choir and we'd say, oh, whereabouts are you from? And they might say, I'm from Fiji. We'd say, oh, wow, that's great. We've never had anyone join us from Fiji before. Maybe you could teach us a song. We've just ended up with a rich, organic, multilingual repertoire, which is quite unusual and unique.
Kuorolaiset alkoivat opetella yhden vieraskielisen laulun kerrallaan. Nykyisin he laulavat 30 kielellä. Meihar sanoo, että vieraskielisten laulujen laulaminen aktivoi hänen ajattelu- ja muistitoimintojaan.
I shock myself because learning to sing is different from learning to read. Is this music help me to remember the words? And 30 different songs of different languages, I surprised myself, I remember the words without looking at the song sheets.
Kenneth Zink on entinen kuoronjohtaja Fijiltä, ja vieraalla kielellä laulaminen on hänelle uutta.
It was challenging because I had to learn Japanese. Where they said, right, this is a Japanese song, and for a Fijian, that's it's fantastic, you know. And I think it's a new challenge, and it's great to sing in Japanese and also to sing in French or Latin or Italian. So these are new things that we never tried in Fiji.
Kath Mandi sanoo, että laulaminen voi myös parantaa yleistä hyvinvointia, etenkin vanhemmat ihmiset voivat kokea hidastuvansa, eivätkä he voi tehdä kaikkea, mitä ennen tekivät.
We're very physical when we sing. Our bodies are our instrument. So I get people up and moving. They get to learn how to move in rhythm, keeping the beat, and then learning how to use their voice and use their lungs and all the muscles that are engaged by that.
Nyt Meihar on 61-vuotias ja sanoo, ettei enää voisi kuvitella elämänsä ilman kuoroa, jota hän kutsuu arvokkaaksi helmekseen.
I love music, but I couldn't sing. But my conductor said, if you can talk, you can sing. So anybody can join the choir. So don't be scared, people. Don't be scared. So just join the choir and be happy.
Tämä fysikaalinen onnentunne on tieteellisesti todistettu vuonna 2013 tehdyn tutkimuksen mukaan, joka julkaistiin Frontiers in Psychology-julkaisussa. Kuoronjohtaja Kath Mandi on samaa mieltä siitä, että yhdessä laulaminen tuottaa positiivisia kokemuksia.
The evidence is there. They've seen that when choir members sing together, they start to synchronize their heartbeats. They start to synchronize their breathing. And they start to feel more connected to each other as a result. And you see communities starting to form. So if you're a person experiencing isolation or loneliness, and a lot of older people do, then you're combating that by going and singing with other people. You're starting to feel connected to a community. And you make new friends.